WTAW News Time is 7:05. It's 56 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Swarnerman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Patrick Ziner. Today begins the next phase of the freeway on-ramp, off-ramp construction project. The Texas Department of Transportation reports the new northbound ramps between University and Briarcrest will open today. That means crews will be moving up to the northbound William Joel Bryan and Boonville exit. To do that, the northbound lanes will be closed Monday night at 9 to remove overhead signage. Union Pacific representatives met with local officials Thursday about the railroad's plan to build a second rail line south of Welburn. UP spokesman Jeff DeGraff says they're in the design phase of almost 2 miles of track that will run parallel to the main line. This allows one of two trains approaching each other in opposite directions to pull over. The so-called side rail may or may not result in closing the rail crossing at Straub Road. Also in the audience were nearby homeowners opposed to closing the crossing. County Judge Dwayne Peters visited with some of those after the meeting. County Judge Dwayne Peters.
Several of them told me that they were happy they weren't in my shoes to have to, you know, try to make a decision on it. You know, it'll be a court decision about whether we do or not, but it's a tough issue, and there's lots of folks it'll impact.
UP has the options of making improvements to the track crossings at Dowling and Wade Roads, as well as financial incentives to the county. No timeline was set for the railroad to get back with the county commission, which will make the decision whether to keep the Straub Road crossing open. Viewers to newscasts on KBTX have started seeing anchor changes. General Manager Mike Wright says Meredith Stanchik is leaving the evening newscast the week of Thanksgiving.
She is the longest-sitting female in that chair that we've ever had in the 57-year history of KBTX. So to go be a stay-at-home mom is awesome, and I will never challenge that.
Wright says Stanchik will join Barbara Smith and Crystal Galney as fill-in anchors, and there's been an internal promotion for the next co-anchor of Brazos Valley This Morning following Michael Oder's move to Birmingham, Alabama. Wright says reporter Kessler McLaughlin starts his new assignment in a week or two. The 88th BCS Christmas Parade is now accepting entry forms. Co-chair Penny Zent says the 12 Days of Christmas theme should be a hit.
It really gives people many, many opportunities to be about as creative as they want to get.
You can go online to bcsparade.com to fill out an entry form. The deadline is Friday, November 14th at 5 p.m. The parade is Sunday, December 7th. Go online to WTAW.com for more information. Missing from this week's local candidates forum were the incumbent state lawmakers seeking re-election. Their opponents did participate.
Among the questions, if they were elected, how effective would they be in Austin? Here's the unexpected response from Bruce Pugh, the Libertarian candidate for House District 14.
Honestly, I think there's a snowball's chance I'll win the election. But I intend to use this forum to propagate ideas. Let people know what the Libertarian Party is about.
A more conventional answer came from Joel Shapiro, the Democratic candidate running for the District 5 seat in the state Senate, which is now controlled by the Republicans.
Being the minority party now doesn't mean we're going to be the minority party in the future.
Online at WTAW.com, you can listen to the podcast of the candidates' forum. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News Time, 7:08. It's 56 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Swarnerman Flooring. We'll have more news at 7:30. I'm Patrick Ziner at Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Swarnerman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Swarnerman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Swarnerman Flooring today.
Swarnerman Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
Hi, I'm Kyle in Cardona, and I'm asking you, the people of District 4, to look at your candidates on the ballot. Then vote for the candidate with a vision, one that will fight for what the people want. I do believe that character does count. Bryan needs a person that can listen to the people and get things done. Let's get rid of status quo politics once and for all. Vote to keep Bryan moving in the right direction. Please vote for me, Kyle in Cardona, Bryan City Council. Place 4.
Paid for by Kyle in Cardona campaign, Glenn Duhon, treasurer. St. Joseph knows that early detection of breast cancer saves lives. That's why they're offering a limited number of free mammograms to anyone who can't afford one, but only through December 31st. So don't wait. Call 979-776-5999 to see if you qualify.
Hi, St. Joseph Eagle fans. Sam Jones here reminding you to listen to St. Joseph Eagles football throughout the season. St. Joseph Eagles football is brought to you this season by these fine local businesses.
Strata Auto Repair, Texas Fleet Outfitters, Kelly Burt Dozer, The Bank and Trust, and Pete's Auto Care.
Listen to St. Joseph Eagles football, and special thanks to all of our St. Joseph Eagle football sponsors.
Hi, this is Levi Douglas for Douglas Nissan. Don't like buying gas? With Nissan Leaf, you don't have to. The Leaf is 100% electric and lots of fun. Right now at Douglas Nissan, we have three Leafs in stock, ready for immediate delivery. And we're offering up to $11,250 in savings when you lease. Only at Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off Highway 6 at the University Drive exit.
Model code 17015-17115. Three at this price. Savings include lease cash, plus up to $2,500 for the state of Texas electric vehicle rebate.
My friends at Gun Corps have a brand new location. Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor. They've moved, to Texas Avenue and Southwest Parkway in the same shopping center as Prospectors, right across from the Kettle. Same great guys, same great guns and tack gear, just more of it in a bigger, better space. There is one thing that's changed, though. They've changed their hours. They're now open from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. And when you go in to check out that brand new location, ask them about the zombie shoot going on at the Gun Corps training facility. Increase your survivability. Gun Corps. Where practical meets tactical.
I'm Frank Verisco, Market President at American Momentum Bank. More than anything else, you want to bank with people you trust to do the right thing for you in every situation. If you're having a difficult time with your current bank, why not switch for the last time to American Momentum Bank? Member FDIC.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It is 7:12 now, 12 minutes after 7 o'clock. And time to check your forecast, brought to you by Skyline Communications. We'll try that one more time.
Hi, temperatures.
I'm Frank Verisco, Market President at American Momentum Bank.
No, that's just a nightmare. We'll try this here.
High pressure's moved into position over Arkansas this morning. We'll see sunshine because of that system. High temperatures today, 80 to 85. Tonight looks to be relatively clear. Lows overnight near 60. High pressure over the lower Mississippi River Valley will result in sunshine again tomorrow. It's warmer, 85 to 90. Clear tomorrow night with low around 60. Sunday looks to be relatively sunny and warm. Afternoon highs around 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Relative humidity 80%. Winds are calm and it is 61 degrees here at News Talk 1620 WTAW. Kevin O'Connor sitting in for Scott DeLucia along with Zach Taylor in sports. We've got Patrick as usual doing our news this morning. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
And you know, KO, I wouldn't be too upset. Having lived in Texas my entire life, you never know what the weather's going to be. So you can almost, I mean, I'm not saying throw that out. Obviously, the meteorologists know what they're talking about most of the time. So
it's close enough. And the way I'm running things right now, it's just like Scott never left.
Oh, the zinger.
I had to say it.
He's not even here to defend himself, man.
Oh, I promise you it'll get back to him.
I'm sure. I'm making a mental note of that, by the way.
Oh, great. Blackmail material. This is awesome. I don't know. You've heard the old adage, you know, women drivers, men drive better than women. Well, this year's UPS driver has gone 40 years. Her name is Jenny Odom. 4 million miles as a UPS driver. Started out in the brown trucks and moved up to the 18-wheelers.
Oh, wow.
This is like uncrazy in Florida. When she was 23, she took the road. She then now drives tractor trailers, credits her great driving record with defensive driving skills that UPS actually teaches.
Oh, yeah.
Recently, when Odom rolled into her home base for her usually 650-mile round trip to Georgia, towing a 28-foot tractor trailer, she became the first female UPS driver in history to drive for 40 years and more than 4 million miles with not so much as a fender bender.
Don't they get a jacket after so many? I mean, they get, like, special perks at each milestone of their perfect driving career.
Not a clue. I had a buddy, though, and they wash those trucks once a day or every other day.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because of the aerodynamics. They figured out it saves so much money to keep them clean.
Oh, I thought it'd been more like, you know, for like appeal.
No, it literally is to save money and gas.
Yeah, when you drive a brown truck, dirt isn't going to hurt you too much.
Well, that's a valid point there, Patrick. You know,
thank you. I have a few.
We'll keep it on the road. Residents in a small town in England are tired because time and time again, over the last two decades, their local council would not repave a section of road that everybody said was a problem. Mud, deep holes, they said it was a persistent obstacle to both vehicles and pedestrians. They claim officials said the road wasn't their responsibility, so they took up a collection and paved the road themselves. But because they did it, they added speed bumps because it was an area they wanted people to go slow. Well, now the city council of this small town in England claims it's always, air quotes, maintain the road, and speed bumps are illegal. So it's going to take them out.
Well, you know, if they drove on the right side of the road, they wouldn't have any of this problem.
Having done that, I'm dyslexic. I thought I could handle it. I can't.
Oh, the turns would get me.
Everything's weird.
Yeah. And, the turns would definitely, I've never been over to Europe, but yeah, the turns would get me.
I think 95% of the time it'd be great, but it's when you have to make that snap decision and a life-saving decision that you'd revert back to driving.
You short circuit. Driving through Dublin, Ireland, I knew we were going to die.
I tell you what.
I just knew it.
If I lived in that city and the city council took out the speed bumps that we paid to put in, I would not only vote them off city council, I'd tie them down and make them the speed bumps.
Well, I would consider putting them back in.
I would result to physical violence.
Do we have any left over? Because I'm going to build another one. I heard this morning on the Wall Street Journal report. I don't know if you saw this. James Tully walks 2 hours to work every day. Lives in Pennsylvania. It's in the vicinity of where that suspected cop killer is. Freehan was spotted. Now, he resembles the guy pretty close. I've actually seen pictures. Well, donations are coming in because he's had bruised ribs after being taken down at gunpoint and a knee to his back because they think he's the killer.
Yeah.
Well, part of his routine is to walk 5 miles to and from work. So now they've got a GoFundMe site set up where he's already got thousands of dollars so he can get a car so he doesn't have this happen anymore.
Right now he's wearing a reflective vest, and he was taken down, or he was stopped 7 times in one day.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't see that one.
Yeah.
Even if he didn't look like him, I mean, the fact that he's a male and if they're about the same age, I mean, that just...
Yeah, you're out in the woods. No, you're getting
right,
and I don't know that they didn't suggest that he was blaming the cops. I guess he understands he looks like him, but it's just like, give me a second.
Yeah, that's my deal. I mean, like, why would if he's well, I assume that he's not doing this for himself, raising the money, but it seems like a lawsuit.
No, somebody set up a GoFundMe account for him.
Right, but it just seems like that's something that would warrant a lawsuit or something that a lot of people would. I mean, if he's not, you know, wanting to do that, more power to him. And, I mean, I'm not really blaming the cops much. But
I think at that point, I get a boombox or something. I'm making as much noise. I'm coming this way. I am not trying to hide.
I'm not this guy.
Pay no attention to the man behind the counter here. Hey, crazy in Florida. And this is one of those, Scott always says, you know, I wish I had more than just the headline, but that's all I could find. Deputies in Naples, Florida say a man who stole a chicken wing from another diner, like reached over and took the chicken wing off his plate, had to be taken to the hospital. He has a concussion because the other patron threw a pool ball at him.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect strike to the dome.
Ooh.
Knocked him cool out.
Those are pretty solid.
Show you to take my chicken.
You missed a story this morning. And I love saying this to Zach because Scott does it to me all the time.
Me.
You see, the National Football League is exactly on track with its plans to field a team in... Any guesses?
Are we talking countries or time frames? What?
In the next 15 years.
Okay.
What country?
Eritrea.
England.
England. In London.
Whoa.
They could have a franchise by 2022.
I can't see that happening. I can't either. Travel would be insane.
Yeah. That is that would be an away game, and you would have your next week would have to be a bye for both teams.
Right.
B team would have to head out on a steamer ship a few weeks in advance.
You send the taxi squad over by boat. The Detroit Lions and Atlanta Falcons will play Sunday at Wembley. Sunday's game marks the second of three sold-out games the league will play this season at Wembley, and that's the home of England's national soccer team. Each of the NFL games this year in London will draw more than 83,000 fans, which is more than they used to draw in Cleveland. Should the NFL place a team in London, the league would then look at other countries for franchising. And this is the one that got me. I understand Germany. I kind of get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Brazil, where they are soccer/football, crazy. I would be really surprised to see if they would support a football, an American football team.
Yeah. I don't know. I think maybe the NFL is just tired of the real football jokes, and I don't know if there'd be an IFL, International Football League.
Well, you know, they had NFL Europe. I'm not quite sure that's
didn't,
still going
no,
on.
No, it's not. It fell apart.
Right. And so my whole deal is I'm not saying that there aren't a lot of people that would go to these games in London. I have a feeling that if there was a team there, it would play out. Because, I mean, you're playing a couple of games there a season, and all these people are showing up because it's a novelty, basically. It's something that doesn't happen.
Yeah, it's something neat to go look at.
Right. But if you have a team over there, not to mention, gosh, the travel. Can you imagine being the home team?
Well, and you think of what it takes to start up a team. Soccer, you need to have reasonable clothes and a round ball. And football, you've got to have, equipment.
They don't have equipment in soccer?
No, they train the same way. No. You've seen some of those, Bull Honkus, have you seen some of those soccer players? You can bench press your head.
My point being, they don't need the protective equipment to play the game.
No, that's true.
They're just shin guards.
I think that's the least of their worries. They need to get, first off, before they do anything else, they need to get another team in L.A. Seriously. They need to put a team back in L.A.
Well, and they're saying that could happen within the next couple of years.
Right, and of course they were talking about maybe moving the Raiders to San Antonio, which I don't think Jerry Jones would ever stand for that. But, I mean, that would be a great market, too, for football, as crazy as this state is about it.
I remember when Red McCombs was about to bring the Vikings down to San Antonio, we nearly lost our minds.
Right.
But he didn't, because he got what he wanted, a new stadium.
Well, they didn't get a whole lot of support for the Gamblers, though, in the USFL. They got some, but not a ton.
I don't remember.
And they have an arena team or whatever that's down there. But, I mean, whenever you look at the demographics of it, if a team, say you put one in New Braunfels halfway between or around about halfway between Austin and San Antonio, you're talking about several million people right there. That would rival, the Houston and Dallas areas.
Can you imagine the skyboxes they'd have to put in for those games with the people coming out of Austin?
Yeah.
Austin, the growth together, well, actually, before you even get to Austin, but the San Antonio, New Braunfels, San Marcos complex is the creation of one of the neatest words, I think, to ever be created, megalopolis.
I would agree with that. Hi, WTAW, what's up?
Can you imagine the personal income taxes they'd have to pay over there?
Oh, my gosh.
Dude. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That's an excellent point. Thank you, sir. Appreciate the call. All right, folks, it's 7:22. We're looking at a high today of 84. Currently, we're parked at 60 under partly cloudy skies here at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
When dealing with a terminal illness, it is important to have early discussions about end-of-life care. Hospice Brazos Valley has positively impacted thousands of lives with a commitment to clinical excellence and unwavering compassion. Hospice Brazos Valley assists you, your family, and physician to understand the choices you have. It isn't easy talking about end-of-life care, but together we can take the first steps. Let's start talking.
I'm Frank Verisco, Market President at American Momentum Bank. More than anything else, you want to bank with people you trust to do the right thing for you in every situation. If you're having a difficult time with your current bank, why not switch for the last time to American Momentum Bank? Member FDIC.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. No rush update for you today, so we'll check your weather forecast. Brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leader in foundation repair for over 28 years. Free evaluations, deep-drilled bell-bottom piers, and a lifetime guarantee. Learn more at anchorfoundationrepair.com.
Large area of high pressure will be locked in across the region the next several days, resulting in plenty of sun for today. Temperatures are going to be anywhere from 80 to 85 through the afternoon. It'll be clear tonight, lows around 60. More sunshine for tomorrow. It's going to be warmer, highs be 85 to 90. Clear tomorrow night with a low of 60. Now with high pressure still in control Sunday, we'll forecast more sunshine. High Sunday afternoon near 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Howdy, my name is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Byinski, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Jason Byinski at 219-5555 or visit AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
The
Caldwell Country family has so many customers in the Bryan-College Station area that it only made sense to add another avenue for you to get great service. Caldwell Country Express Tire and Lube is now open. From oil changes to engine jobs, you'll find the same great service from the same great people just closer to home. They've brought Caldwell Country's great service closer to home in Bryan-College Station. Caldwell Country Express Tire and Lube, open 6 days a week next to Wendy's just off Texas Avenue on East Southwest Parkway.
Hi, I'm Red Cashin. Bryan-College Station has been my lifelong home. I care about this community, and that's why I'm asking you to vote for Julie Merrifield Schultz and re-elect her to the position of College Station City Council, Place 5. I believe Julie has done a remarkable job of uniting our community, creating responsible budgets, improving our great quality of life, and ensuring our...
I'm Frank Verisco, Market President at American Momentum Bank. More than anything else, you want to bank with people you trust to do the right thing for you in every situation. If you're having a difficult time with your current bank, why not switch for the last time to American Momentum Bank? Member FDIC.
What does over 135 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
For Place 6 on the College Station School Board, vote Michael Schaefer. Michael Schaefer, experienced, dedicated, educator, leader, and family man. Michael Schaefer, committed parent and fiscal conservative, puts the interest of the students first with a careful eye on the bottom line. With 21 years educator administrator experience and 20 years as a local business owner, Michael Schaefer has a great perspective into the public school system.
For dedicated, passionate, and experienced community leadership, I ask you to vote for me, Michael Schaefer, for College Station School Board, Place 6. Political ad paid for by Michael Schaefer, Cal McNeil, Treasurer.
This is Mitzi Marriott-Pampel of Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable as possible. Our goal is to present each of our customers with the home they've been dreaming of. Our family has been building in the Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes. A tradition of excellence. Voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
With canceled health plans, rising premiums, and devastating cuts to Medicare, Obamacare is the wrong prescription for Texas patients and families. Thankfully, we have Bill Flores standing up to Washington and fighting for us. Flores has fought to reverse Obamacare's cuts to Medicare and worked to protect and preserve Medicare for generations to come. He's voted to put an end to junk lawsuits, and he supports real health care reform, letting patients and small businesses purchase insurance across state lines, making health care premiums tax deductible, and focusing on wellness and prevention programs. On November 4th, vote for true leadership and real health care reform, and keep Bill Flores working for us. The Political Action Committee of the American Association of Orthopedic Surgeons, paid for and is responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. 317 Massachusetts Avenue, Northeast, Washington, D.C. 20002.
Hi, I'm Red Cashin. Bryan-College Station has been my lifelong home. I care about this community, and that's why I'm asking you to vote for Julie Merrifield Schultz and re-elect her to the position of College Station City Council, Place 5. I believe Julie has done a remarkable job of uniting our community, creating responsible budgets, improving our great quality of life, and ensuring our community continues to grow one first down at a time.
Political ad paid for by Julie Schultz.
Hi, I'm Mike Sutherland. I stand for ethical, transparent, and open government that involves as many different people as possible. My record exemplifies passionate, independent advocacy for everyone. I will be your voice on the council. I will make sure the city opportunities are as equally distributed as possible for each and every citizen. Share your ideas and concerns, and I will see that they get attention and action. Vote Mike Sutherland for City Council.
Political ad paid for by the Mike Sutherland Campaign, Tana Sutherland Treasurer.
WTAW News Time is 729. It's 56 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep Roots, New Ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. While construction of new freeway on and off ramps continues for another year, the Texas Department of Transportation says the latest phase is wrapping up. Sometime today, new northbound ramps will open between University and Briarcrest. On Tuesday, the northbound ramps will close between Briarcrest and the Boonville William Joe Bryan exit. The northbound frontage road north of Briarcrest will be reduced to one lane. This phase will take until February to complete, weather permitting, and there will be a temporary closure Monday night starting at 9 in the northbound lanes to remove overhead signage. The Brazos County Commission hosted representatives from Union Pacific Thursday on the railroad's plan to build a second set of tracks south of Welburn. That may or may not result in the closing of the railroad crossing at Straub Road. The Brazos County Judge Dwayne Peters says one of the options is the railroad improving two nearby crossings that will get more traffic when parked trains are blocking Straub Road.
And without improvements, the traffic coming from the west across the tracks to the east side will, in my opinion, will be much worse than what it is today.
Peters also hopes there is state money to add a turn lane along FM 2154 to accommodate traffic that is stopped when trains are moving through. UP spokesman Jeff DeGraff says they're after a solution that minimizes the impact and can make things work for all involved.
We do have our needs as far as capacity building that we need to address, but we want to do it in a responsible way.
DeGraff says sooner rather than later, nearly 2 miles of track will be built that would park trains to let others in the opposite direction pass through. The longest-serving female anchor at KBTX is retiring. General Manager Mike Wright says Meredith Stanchik is becoming a full-time mother.
Meredith will be on standby and will be a fill-in anchor for us, so she'll join Barbara Smith and Crystal Galney in that role for whenever we need someone. Meredith is going to work for, I think, the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, so we're looking forward to having her for about another month.
While a nationwide search has started for News 3's next evening co-anchor, Wright says there's been an internal promotion for the next morning co-anchor.
Kessler McLaughlin is going to be promoted into the co-anchor chair of Brazos Valley this morning with Kristen, and so we think it's a good combination. He's a young guy with a ton of talent. And we think he's going to make for a great fit and make the transition really smooth.
McLaughlin succeeds Michael Oder, who recently moved to Birmingham, Alabama. You can now submit your entry form for the 88th BCS Christmas Parade. But co-chair Penny Zent says your float will be sharing the road with some parade first-timers.
Got talked into allowing some camels to participate in the parade. So this is going to be the first and only time that we're aware of that we've had live camels.
Zent says the 12 Days of Christmas theme should spark creativity and float creators. The entry deadline is Friday, November 14th at 5 p.m., and the parade will take place on Sunday, December 7th at 2 p.m. For entry forms and more information, go online to bcsparade.com. Should Texas legalize marijuana? That was among the questions asked of those running for the state legislature at this week's local candidates forum.
Matthew Whittington, the Libertarian candidate for State Senate District 5, began his response noting he has four children.
I think that all drugs should be legalized. I don't support doing drugs. I don't do drugs. They're a bad idea. But the negative effects of the war on drugs are at least as bad as the drug use, and it does not solve the problem.
Andrew Metcher, the Democratic candidate running for House District 14, said yes, if it's properly regulated by the state.
We can learn from the example of others. Colorado and Washington have both legalized marijuana and have not fallen into chaos. And I think that they've made great economic strides using that money. They put it a lot into schools. Their budgets have gone up dramatically. And I think that might be something we could use here.
The incumbent seeking re-election did not participate in the forum, which you can hear online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Two subjects emerging from the first public hearing of the state's new task force on infectious diseases were developing a uniform screening policy and improving communications.
Dr. Eastman, Dr.
Six
Dr.
doctors representing hospitals and health systems from around the state made up the first panel to address the task force.
Whatever transpired at Presby, as soon as that was identified, that should have been put out to every healthcare provider who needs to be able to protect our workforce.
Dr. Alexander Eastman of Parkland says they're now ready to take up to two Ebola patients if necessary. As for policy. Dr. Joseph McCormick, the dean of UT Health School Brownsville.
What happened in Dallas, unfortunately, in the hospital was a problem with protocols. It wasn't that the nurses made a mistake. They were not trained.
They also discussed the shortage of supplies like hazmat suits. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 7:34. It's 56 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news coming up at 8 o'clock or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, Lance Lindsay here with Brazos County Bank. We invite you to come by and meet our friendly staff. We are located in Bryan at the intersection of Boonville Road and Copperfield Drive. Scott Henniger and I are both longtime residents and experienced bankers with deep roots in the Bryan College Station community. We value our solid reputation of excellent customer service, and we have competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. We want to be your lender. Brazos County Bank, deep roots, new ideas.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC. An equal housing lender.
At Brazos Valley Floor and Design, when we say we have the largest selection at the best prices, we mean it.
Our warehouse can stock over 1 million square feet of flooring at one time, so we always have quality flooring in stock when you need it.
That lets us offer you the best prices on products ready to install.
Visit our newly remodeled Flooring America showroom off Welburn Road across from Rock Prairie. At Brazos Valley Floor and Design, you'll find the largest selection at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
As summer fades, fall is the perfect time to give thanks and enjoy a community gathering. Join Central Baptist Church for one of the most anticipated events of the fall on Sunday, October 26th from 5 to 7 p.m. for their annual fall festival. Central Baptist Church hosts an evening of amazing fun for the whole family, and it's free. Games, inflatables, candy, food, activities, and all the fun you can have for free. For more information, visit centralbcs.org or call 776-9977. Come join Central Baptist Church Sunday, October 26th from 5 to 7 p.m. for their annual Fall Festival.
At University Pediatric Association, an annual well check is much more than just keeping vaccinations up to date and charting height and weight. A thorough physical exam every year is the best way to ensure the health and happiness of your child. After a child enters kindergarten, they may not need another vaccination until the sixth grade, and that makes it easier for parents to put off the annual appointment. But children develop quickly during these years, and understanding the effects of individual risk factors like stress, sleep habits, and lifestyle choices is critical to a child's overall health, both physical and emotional. The annual well check is the best time to discuss these things with your child's pediatrician. At UPA, an annual well check includes a vision screening that can detect problems in the eyes before a child's vision is threatened, and we'll perform other tests as needed so you'll always know what's best for your family. For more information on well checks, click on upadocs.com. UPA. Every child deserves a specialist.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It is 7:37. Kevin O'Connor sitting in for Scott DeLucia, along with Zach and Patrick. We'll join with them here in just a second. First, we've got to get to your forecast brought to you by Norman G. Tractor.
Large area of high pressure will be locked in across the region the next several days, resulting in plenty of sun for today. Temperatures are going to be anywhere from 80 to 85 through the afternoon. It'll be clear tonight, lows around 60. More sunshine for tomorrow. It's going to be warmer, highs be 85 to 90. Clear tomorrow night with a low of 60. Now with high pressure still in control Sunday, we'll forecast more sunshine. High Sunday afternoon near 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It is 64 with 80% relative humidity with the morning show that is giving away free stuff. We're going to play the contest that I know is Scott's favorite. Hey, ain't won nothing.
Everybody loves free stuff.
Ain't won nothing. But I'm not quite as nice as Scott. And I don't know that those words have ever been said on the radio before.
Ain't one nothing?
No, that I'm nicer than Scott.
Oh.
I'm not as nice as Scott. And you got to answer a question, though. You answer this question, and we'll hook you up with a pair of tickets for this Sunday at the Texas Renaissance Festival. You got to know this, though. Americans eat 2.8 billion pounds of this each year. What is it? What is it that we like to nosh on so much?
Don't answer, Zach.
I'm not. You think, my first giveaway?
Say goodnight, Gracie. Goodnight, Gracie.
Been here before, man.
Give us a holler if you would like to get fabulous prizes like tickets to the Texas Renaissance Festival. Americans eat 2.8 million pounds of this each and every year.
Million with an M?
Billion with a B.
Oh, okay.
Oh, billion.
Because you said million the second time.
B is in Bob.
Billion. A billion of them. Billion.
Billion as in 1/1000th of a trillion.
All right.
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I was going to tie it to the debt somehow, which is just a stretch.
Which is almost $19 million.
Yeah.
Was it like 18.8 now?
Yeah. Yep.
That's holy cow.
When do we just stop counting after
a
while?
I don't know. But
I think they have. It's only us out here outside of the Beltway. This is probably going to be bad at some point.
I think you're probably right. All right. Do you know the answer? 2.8 billion pounds of this each year. What is it?
Taters
is wrong. Sorry. Try again. Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Well, you got to hang on. Newstalk 1620.
Good morning. Turkey legs?
That is incorrect. Wow, that's a lot of turkey legs.
Jeez.
And it fits with the Renaissance Festival thing, yeah. But no, that is incorrect. What do we eat 2.8 billion pounds of? Give me a holler, and we will make you a winner.
I did like the guy with the taters. I like me some fresh fries.
Which is
taters.
Funny, because I was watching Sling Blade last night.
Were you really?
Yeah.
What was it on?
IFC,
the
probably.
The TV, I don't know. I honestly don't know what channel it was.
That's one of those movies, though, that you can... that and Shawshank Redemption.
Mm-hmm.
Every time that's on. Newstalk 1620, good morning.
Bacon?
Oh, don't I wish, but no.
It's probably more with bacon.
You're
with bacon.
Probably right. Hi, right, Newstalk 1620. What's your guess?
Could it be sausage?
Sausage is incorrect. Think seasonal. There's a clue for you. Hi, what's your guess?
Sugar.
Sugar, more specific.
Chocolate.
We'll go ahead and give it to you. It's candy.
Candy.
Yeah, what's your name?
Doug.
Doug, what's your last name?
Cummings.
Doug Cummings? All right, what do you do, Doug?
I work here at the university.
Well, tell everybody
drilling program.
Tell everybody at the big school we said hey.
Will do.
Thank you, Doug. Appreciate it. You can come by and get your tickets. You got to do it before 5, and they're good for Sunday, this Sunday only, okay?
Before 5 today?
Yes.
All right, I'll be there.
All right, we got one more pair to go. Just give us a call, and we will give you the tickets.
So you don't even have to.
No, the first one I was going to make you work for. This one, not so much.
I'm not
only
used to
only because
that.
The second question I pulled up is dumb.
No, we stay open until 5:30 some days.
Oh, okay.
All days, I guess. 8 to 5:30.
5:30. So you got till 5:30, Doug. Mm-hmm. Newstalk 1620, hi. Ain't won nothing?
Yeah, I want tickets.
Yeah, you want tickets. You ain't won nothing, though, right?
I can't hear you. What you
say? Turn on your radio.
You ain't won nothing, right?
Yeah.
All right, then you won something today. What's your name?
Bill Brunson.
Bill what?
Bill Brunson.
Bill, thank you very much. We got your name on the list. You can come by and get them before 5:30, and they're good for this Sunday only at the Texas Renaissance Festival.
Thanks,
Chief. All right. See, my other question was dumb. Every week over lunch hour, about 1% of full-time workers do this. What is it?
Nap?
Gossip? No.
No.
What?
It's not napping?
Skip lunch?
Go for a job interview.
Whoa.
Really?
I was surprised it was 1%, but I didn't find it.
I have better things to do with my time. The hour long.
That is not the right answer with Mr. Downs listening. I would never want another job, Mr. Downs. I would never go to a place for an interview.
I said I have better things to do with my time, like enjoy where I'm at right now. Thankfully, I still have a job, hopefully.
That hole's dug already.
Whenever he comes in, hopefully he's nice to me.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah, I just keep taking that shovel out.
There's a diaper problem in Dallas. There's your headline, diaper problem in Dallas. 160,000 diapers were stolen from a children's charity in Dallas. Charity says the loss is equivalent to almost 2 months' worth of diapers. Dallas police are investigating the diaper snatching, but there is some good news in the story. Kimberly Clark, which makes Huggies and other diapers, is going to replace all of them that were stolen, which is kind of cool.
Good. I was like, what are they feeding those kids that you got to... Jeez.
And here's an app for somebody that runs into the same problems that I do. I'm a very unusually shaped human being in that, I guess because of playing football, I have like an 18 and a half inch neck. And if I buy a shirt that fits my neck, it looks like the old sleeping shirts that you used to see from the Victorian era. Well, now there is an app that scans your body. It's called MT Taylor. And what it'll do is scan you, and the shirts start at $69, and it will custom fit the shirt for you without going in and getting measured.
Really?
Yep.
Well, that saves a lot of time and heartbreak, I guess.
I'll tell you a trick I've heard. You get those $20 shirts at Costco or wherever you find cheap button-up shirts.
Yeah, because we just run over to Costco here.
Yeah, no, I know. But find some cheap button-up shirts and take them to a tailor, and they'll fit it to you. They'll fit the shirt for about $20. So for $40, you have a fitted shirt.
Yeah, but I mean, the material and stuff is not. I don't have a big neck.
I'm talking about just, you know, you got to wear a shirt. If you're wearing a button up every day and you're not spending $80 on dress shirt, I don't know what people spend on dress shirts.
I purposely don't work out to avoid this is really what the deal is. A lot of people call me lazy. I just don't want to buy new clothes.
We work in radio. We're all wearing T-shirts. Okay. It's not like we're going to button the collar on.
Especially at this early in the morning.
WTAW, good morning.
Well, good morning. How's everything going, guys?
Hello, it's Mr. Downs.
Hey, Mr. Downs.
By the way, I was just going to say, if you wanted me to bring Frank Barisco in to do the spots live, I could do that. He's available anytime. What I really wanted to call about, I had two things important that I wanted to mention. One is, while we are technically open until 5:30, we usually say 5 because if somebody, you know, 5:30, if you showed up at 5:31, what would you normally think? You'd say, oh, it'd be okay, somebody would be there. Oh, no. No. I can hear the girls doing a countdown under their breath. So, you know, it just don't think 5:31 is the same as 5:30. And the other thing was, I was getting ready to go get donuts. And, Kevin, do you have special order?
I like donuts.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes, Patrick, and you would prefer a particular flavor?
Oh, I'm good with the unglazed or just, you know, very plain cake donuts.
Jeez, way to be, I don't know, boring.
Zach, still there?
He
hasn't gone for a job interview yet.
Now it's my turn. I like chocolate or anything that's cream
filled. It doesn't matter, really, does it? Okay.
Oh, man. No donuts for me.
Okay. Well, I mean, they'll be there when I get there, but maybe something else won't. So anyway,
nice working with you, Zach.
I'm going to go get those donuts. I'll see you guys in just a minute.
Thank you, sir, very much.
Zach, it might be time to go get one of those cookie cakes that says, thanks for not firing me yet.
7:46, and Focus on the Family, brought to us by Child Dermatology. We'll get to your sports here in just a minute on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Look younger in minutes at Child's Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Child's Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
If you're raising a teenager, have you ever felt like you're parenting a little monster? Well, don't pull away from your teen when the going gets tough. There's important work to be done. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. In the 1800s, a famous story was written about a scientist who built a creature from scratch, piece by piece. But his experiment didn't turn out so well. Frankenstein, the being he created, had a bad attitude and soon turned on the very person who gave him life. Parenting a teenager can be pretty much like that. Yes, that sweet little toddler who used to meet you at the door every night after work doesn't even want to be in the same room with you now. You gave life to that precious little bundle, but now they're exerting their independence. But remember this when your teenager's attitude makes home life feel like a monster movie. Just help them get through it. A teenager's emotions are often in turmoil, which can make them easily angered and irritated. That means you'll have to work hard to maintain boundaries and respect in the home. And if your child's behavior is dangerous or out of control, then seek professional help. Otherwise, understand that this time in your teen's life has to run its course. And most of the time, it will. Your job is to help them keep their outer life stable despite the emotions they're feeling inside. To help your kids thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called Web.com. They built my website for free.
Wow, free? Really? Web.com?
Yep, and in just 7 days. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And Web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if Web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Web.com can build your website for free in as little as 7 days. If after 30 days you're happy with your website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the monthly fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased. Call now 1-800-535-8815.
Hi, I'm Carl from Superior Air Repair, your Bryant dealer doing whatever it takes. You talked, we listened. It's called 8-to-8, same great rate. Now, whatever your heating and air conditioning repair needs, we will come to your home between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. for the same great service rate. So call us at 1-800-AIR-REPAIR or find us online at SuperiorAirRepair.com. That's 8-to-8, same great rate. I'm Carl Walthall, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Awards & More has everything you need to promote your business, personalize your electronics, or support your little athlete. Awards & More is your first stop for plaques, trophies, and engraved personal items. Everybody needs their name on something, so let Awards & More custom awards and promotional products put it there. Awards & More also provides custom designed t-shirts, screen printing, and printed promotional products and embroidery. Call 696-3886, visit their website at awardsandmoreinc.com, or check out their new location at 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. This sports update is brought to you by Awards & More, providing you with the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. After a five-week road trip, the 7-0 Navasota Rattlers are back at home tonight to host 4-2 Houston Fur, much to the delight of Coach Lee Fedora and his players.
Our kids are pumped up about it. Been telling our seniors, really, after tonight, this is only one more time you're going to get to walk through that tunnel. So they're excited about being home, and I'm sure our fans are excited not having to travel.
Pre-game begins at 6:30 with game time at 7 over on Navasota News 1550. Now, tonight is the first annual Battle of the South Side between the A&M Consolidated Tigers and College Station Cougars. Consol head coach Dave Radfield says that his players, especially his seniors, are looking forward to kickoff.
I think this is going to be a great matchup over the history of the schools. It is fun for the first time. We've tried to keep things very even here. We have a group of seniors that this is personal to because they played with these guys.
On the other side of the field, Coach Steve Huff says he's been trying to keep his players focused during practice despite the hype surrounding tonight's game.
I think practice has been a little bit more spirited this week. But beyond that, you know, we've talked a lot since last week about obviously a lot of hype around the game. At the same time, the game's going to be on Friday night. You can't play it on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday.
Kickoff between the 6-1 Cougars and 3-4 Tigers is at 7:30 at Tigerland Stadium. College Station broadcast will be on the all-new Maverick 102.7 starting at 7, and Consol coverage kicks off at 7 right here on WTAW. The 5-1 Bryan Vikings return home this week to host the 3-4 Caney Creek Panthers. Coach Ross Rogers' squad sits atop the district standings at a perfect 4-0, and he hopes to keep it that way for homecoming tonight.
We've got to continue to work on our blocking skills. We've certainly improved a lot. But there's room for improvement every week, and that's the thing we've started off with on Monday, is there's so many little things that we can still get better at on both sides of the ball, and we've concentrated on those things this week.
Game time is at 7:30 with pregame at 7 over on Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. The 1-6 Rudder Rangers are still searching for their first district win of the year. To do that, Coach Will Compton says they'll have to get past a tough 4-3 Huntsville Hornets team tonight.
First and foremost, they're athletic. And what they're doing is they're giving the ball to the athletic guys in space. And just overall, they spread the ball around, they formation you, and really try to make you be sound in all your alignments.
Kick is at 7:30 in Huntsville with broadcast on Peace 107. Rounding out area play, St. Joe's hosts Beaumont Legacy Christian at 7 o'clock. Remember, you can always follow your favorite teams anytime over on BrazosFootball.com. Texas A&M and Clemson have agreed to a home-and-home football series for 2018 and 2019. The Aggies had previously scheduled a home-and-home with Oregon during that time, but opted out because the matchup would render only 6 home games at Kyle Field in 2018. Instead, A&M will host Clemson September 8, 2018, before playing the Tigers at Clemson, South Carolina, September 7, 2019. Eighth-ranked Aggie soccer hits the road tonight for SEC foe Arkansas in Fayetteville. The Maroon and White will have a chance to grab at least a share of the conference title with a win tonight over the Razorbacks and a home victory Sunday over number 21 South Carolina. So they have to get a sweep. Tonight's match against Arkansas is set for 7 p.m. with broadcast on the Zone HD 95.1-3. 24th-ranked Aggie volleyball is back at home this weekend, hosting Georgia tonight and welcoming 16th-ranked Kentucky to Reed on Sunday. Here's Coach Lori Corbelli.
Georgia brings in a really feisty squad. I mean, I look through the stats so far in conference, and we're like neck and neck with hit percentage, blocks per set, digs per set. So I think it's going to be a real battle against Georgia. And then the Kentucky team, we know, is always a team that's been our nemesis. It's a group that's had our number, although we battle with them. Every set we play with them is down to the last few points.
First serve against UGA is tonight at 6 o'clock. Game time for Sunday's match against Kentucky is at 1 p.m. Last night's NFL football game had Peyton Manning and the Denver Broncos hosting Phillip Rivers and the AFC West rival San Diego Chargers.
They got the one-on-one coverage. He's got his man beat. And it's Sanders for the second time. The touchdown to the Broncos.
Manning would throw for 3 touchdowns on the night, all of them to Emmanuel Sanders. Thank goodness I wasn't playing him in fantasy this week, as Denver ran away from San Diego 35-21. Juwan Thompson had 2 scores on the ground for the Broncos, who improved to 6-1 on the season. The Chargers, meanwhile, fall to 5-3. For the Lone Star teams, well, the Houston Texans will be looking to break out of their funk when they visit the Tennessee Titans Sunday at noon. The Texans started out the season at 3-1, but have since lost the last 3 games. Broadcast for that one will be on the Zone. And the Dallas Cowboys try to improve on their 6-1 record, which is a shocker to all of us when they host the NFC East division rival Washington Redskins Monday night. The World Series returns tonight for Game 3 in San Francisco. The Giants and Royals are tied at a game apiece after Kansas City's 7-2 win Wednesday night. Jeremy Guthrie will take the mound for KC while Tim Hudson goes for San Fran. First pitch is set for 7:07. And that's been your morning sports update brought to you by Awards & More on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
With canceled health plans, rising premiums, and devastating cuts to Medicare, Obamacare is the wrong prescription for Texas patients and families. Thankfully, we have Bill Flores standing up to Washington and fighting for us. Flores has fought to reverse Obamacare's cuts to Medicare and worked to protect and preserve Medicare for generations to come. He's voted to put an end to junk lawsuits, and he supports real health care reform, letting patients and small businesses purchase insurance across state lines, making health care premiums tax deductible, and focusing on wellness and prevention programs. On November 4th, vote for true leadership and real health care reform, and keep Bill Flores working for us. The Political Action Committee of the American Association of Orthopedic Surgeons, paid for and is responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. 317 Massachusetts Avenue, Northeast, Washington, D.C. 20002.
Awards & More has everything you need to promote your business, personalize your electronics, or support your little athlete. Awards & More is your first stop for plaques, trophies, and engraved personal items. Everybody needs their name on something, so let Awards & More Custom Awards and Promotional Products put it there. Awards & More also provides custom designed t-shirts, screen printing, and printed promotional products and embroidery. Call 696-3886, visit their website at awardsandmoreinc.com, or check out their new location at 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Batteries Plus bulbs keep stacks of batteries for cars, cell phones, watches, plus light bulbs for lamps, can lights, appliances, right on hand. The helpful experts at Batteries Plus bulbs can also repair your smartphone or tablet, usually while you wait. And we can help you get the exact Duracell Ultra batteries and light bulbs you need. Batteries Plus bulbs. Trust the plus.
Batteries Plus Bulbs has the exact battery or light bulb you need right when you need it. Plus, we also repair smartphones and tablets. Located in Bryan in front of the new Walmart and in College Station.
Around the corner can be a physical place or a state of mind. BB&T is there, firmly rooted in our community. For more than 140 years, we've been sharing financial knowledge with our clients, our neighbors, our friends. And that's how you can bank today. More informed and more confident in your decisions so you can move in a brighter financial direction. BB&T. Sharing knowledge for a brighter direction.
Member FDIC.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. 2 minutes away from 8 o'clock with Kevin O'Connor sitting in for Scott DeLucia, as well as Zach Taylor and Patrick. Before we do anything else, so let's check the headlines brought to you by, I'm sorry, let's check the forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications.
High pressure's moved into position over Arkansas this morning. We'll see sunshine because of that system. High temperatures today, 80 to 85. Tonight looks to be relatively clear. Lows overnight near 60. High pressure over the lower Mississippi River Valley will result in sunshine again tomorrow. It's warmer, 85 to 90. Clear tomorrow night with low around 60. Sunday looks to be relatively sunny and warm. Afternoon highs around 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It is 59. We're looking at an 80% relative humidity. Winds calm and a lovely sunrise this morning as we get you started on what looks to be a great weekend. There's a ton of stuff going on. Of course, the Texas Renaissance Festival. Zach mentioned a couple concerts that are going on early. Is that at Wolfpen?
Yeah, that's at Wolfpen Creek tomorrow at 6, starting at 6.
That's very cool. And I think one of our sister stations may have some more tickets for that. I think I overheard them talking about that.
Yeah, try Maverick 102.7 after you're done listening to us, of course.
Thanks for throwing that in. Appreciate it. Hey, NASA, we're still relevant. We're going to talk more about that coming up in just a minute because they say that comets smell awful. They have an odor. Like, not only would it stink that something the size of a city would crash into the Earth, but it would just reek god-awful if it did.
Huh. How do they know this?
You know what? We'll find out more in the story.
Oh, okay. A little teaser there.
Because NASA is still trying to be relevant.
Yes. Mm.
So it's my job to help them be relevant. And we appreciate you waking up this morning to News Talk 1620 WTAW College Station. Brian, it's 8 o'clock.